Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Radio Ministry. I'm your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. 1 John 4:7-8 says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." Now to the Word of God. Good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry. Your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. Thank God for this beautiful morning, for this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Truly, I thank God for His grace and mercy. Thank God for all that He is to make us all what we are, body, soul, and spirit. We need to thank God that we are alive today. Thank God as you lift up your hand toward heaven. Give God the praise. Give God the glory. Rejoice. Hallelujah. For God is good. God bless you to see this day. Some people did not get a chance to see this day, but you are so blessed. Praise God that you are had the opportunity to have the place. Praise God to give God the praise. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. For God is good, that His mercy endures forever. Lord, what a day it is to give God the glory, praise His holy name. There are people on the other side of the world, in secret places, giving God the praise, giving God the glory, prayer in secretly, praise God, that no one will hear them praying, praise God, because their life is in danger. But one thing about it, they trust God. Every day they trust God when they get the opportunity to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. We are so blessed, praise God, in this country that we can praise the Lord anytime, any day, any hour. Praise God, we can worship the Lord day and night. Praise God, but thank God that you are blessed. Some people did not make it, praise God, but you did. Hallelujah. So we need to give God the glory. Hallelujah. Some of you are on your way to the hospital. Some of you might go to some homes, praise God, and shut in. Some of you are going to the house of God to get ready for your next day service. Praise God. Some of you are on your way to work. Praise God. But however, God give you an assignment to do, and you follow through and what God wants you to do. But I thank God for Jesus Christ. I thank God for the Lion of Judah. I thank God for His Son, Jesus Christ. And thank God. So good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my elder brother. Good morning, Abba, my Heavenly Father. I thank you for you, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You are Yahweh, Yeshua, Jehovah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. What a mighty God we serve in this hour of time. Praise God. So thank God for Jesus. Thank God. Praise God. So you, praise God, as you go forth with spirit and with truth. Praise God. Go forth and be bold. Praise God. Thank God for my intercessors. Thank God for my prayer warriors. Thank God for the watchmen on the wall. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank God. Hallelujah. That you are on the battlefield. Fighting, praise God, and stand up what you believe in. And I thank God for the men and women of God. Hallelujah. Praise God, who are going forth in Jesus' name. But I truly thank God, and I'm going into the book of Mark, the 4th chapter. And I truly thank God when Jesus gave a parable of the sower. Praise God. And we today, as a church, praise God, and I'm not talking about we, the building, praise God. I'm talking about us as the church, praise God. In Christianity, praise God. We are the church, hallelujah. We're just going into the house of God. But we are the church that Jesus is talking about. We are that church, praise God, that God created us to be that body, praise God, to be that church, that foundation, that He can dwell and have access to all of us. in Jesus' name. And I thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now, some of you might say, why is that woman so happy? I'm happy in Jesus. Praise God. I'm happy because Jesus is my Lord and Savior. He's my Redeemer. Praise God. He's my Messiah. Hallelujah. Without Jesus, I can do nothing. Praise God. But I'm so happy in Jesus. He is everything to me. And I thank God for Jesus. And Mark, the fourth chapter, starting at the third verse, Jesus said, hearken, behold me, look, there went out a sower to sow. And it came to pass, as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and the fowls of the air came and devoured it up. Some fell on stony ground, where it had not much earth. Immediately it sprang up, because it had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. Some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and yield no fruit. And others fell on good ground, and did yield fruit that sprang up and increased, and brought forth some 30, some 60, and some 100. And he said unto them, he that have ears, let him hear. Praise God. Jesus said, he that have ears to hear, let him hear. And I thank God for Jesus Christ of showing us the mystery of the kingdom of God. When Jesus was talking about the seed is the word of God, that precious word. Praise God. You picture the word of God as a pearl. When somebody give you some pearls, what do you do with it? Do you throw it in the dresser drawer, or do you take it somewhere to get it be checked out to make sure they're genuine pearls, mother pearls? Praise God. But thank God for Jesus Christ. When you have a word, a precious word that God gives to you, you cherish it. You nourish it. Praise God. You don't let nothing happen to that word, because God gave you a word that he put in your spirit. But thank God the Lord used parables and stories, if you want to say it, praise God, to give a description and how we as a church, praise God, need to carry ourselves, to conduct ourselves, and how to present ourselves before the Lord thy God. And thank God for Jesus. When we come into the house and hear the word of God through the man or woman of God, we need to cherish the things that God is saying to us. Praise God. See, God want a vessel. He want a willing vessel that he can speak through. And when they dedicate their vessel to God, that's when God speaks to his people, because he know what every one of us need. He know what we need, praise God. He know what our heart desires, praise God. But I thank God for Jesus Christ, for he gave us himself. And the seed is the word of God. The seed bring life. The seed bring peace. The seed bring comfort. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. The seed brings love. Hallelujah. But the seed is the word of God. That precious stone. Praise God. That precious pearl. Praise God. You treasure it. You won't let nobody hurt it. You won't let nobody touch it. Praise God. And Jesus will let us know. Praise God. And what happened when we get hold to the seed. Praise God. To make sure that your seed is growing. Praise God. That is getting the nourishment that it needs, the nutrient, praise God, the minerals and vitamins that it needs, praise God. When you are on a good ground is where you are stationed in a good ministry that will teach you the word of God, that will show you how to conduct yourself through the word of God. And one thing about it, you must make sure that you are in the right ground. And Jesus gave a description of the seed. When it got fell out, praise God, the bird came by to devour. That's the enemy. He'll come as that bird. He'll devour the word from you. Praise God. You receive it that day. And soon you walk out the house of God. The enemy right there waiting for it. And he'll snatch it away from you. He will entice you of the things that he wants you to get involved. Praise God. Like watching sports or doing something is not pertaining to God. And guess what happened? The enemy took the seed that you had received that morning. Praise God. Or that day. He will take away that seed. Praise God. And the word of God. Then, praise God. I thank God for Jesus. Then the Lord is talking about the seed that sprang up on a ground, praise God, on a stony ground where you had not much earth. And that means that ministry don't give you what you need, then your seed start dying. The word of God, that seed, that's the word of God, it start dying, praise God, because it did not get what it need. It did not get the proper watering that it need. So you need to be in a ministry that is teaching the word of God. You need to ask the Lord to put you in a fivefold ministry that will give you what you need because of the seed. Those who are born again, praise God, they are bathed. They need to be in a good, wholesome ministry that will give them what they need, praise God, so they can stay saved, stay focused, and trust God every step of the way. And I thank God for Jesus because they are babes. And when they are babes, you got to give them the milk of the word of God. Praise God. Until they get strong enough to eat the meat of the word of God. And then the Lord says here, praise God. But when the sun was up, it scorched. And because it had no root, because you're not rooted in the word of God, you perish. Praise God. So you got to have the word of God. And that's why the Lord says, and when you're not rooted in God, the enemy will choke the word of God out of you because you allow him to choke it out of you, praise God, because you'll be all in what Satan wants you to get in. And that's his tactic, to kill the word of God in you, praise God. But Jesus said, when that good seed fell on good ground, here come the growth, praise God, the 30, the 60, the 100-fold. When you are in a good, wholesome ministry, like I said before. Get into the word of God. Trust God every step of the way. Let the Lord guide you and direct you. Ask the Lord to send you to a ministry that you will get the wholesome word of God. Don't let the enemy choke the word of God out of you. Don't let the enemy steal what you have worked so hard for. When you are born again believer, trust in the Lord. Believe in God. And every step of the way, the word of God is a precious pearl, and you want to cherish it. Don't let the enemy take what's rightful yours. Take it by force. Get into a ministry that will give you what you need. And once you receive the word of God in a proper way, you'll get stronger. You'll get stronger in your faith. You'll believe the possibility. So my brothers and sisters, let's trust the Lord. In the days to come, don't let the enemy choke out what you have received on Sunday morning. Don't let the enemy steal what you did, what God doing for you. Fight for your rights. Fight for your righteousness. Fight, praise God. And may the mercy of God be with you all on this beautiful Saturday. God bless.
If you like this radio broadcast, please come out and fellowship with us at the Holy Ghost and Fire Christian Center, 1110 Old Dixie Highway, Vero Beach, Florida. My number, 772-475-7083. Join me at 8:45 a.m. next Saturday to hear more from the Word of God.
I am chosen. Now for sale.